So we've got a lot of different things going on, a lot of different angles that she's going to be covering. So if you have any relationship issues at all, maybe that you don't even know about, this is a great show to tune into and listen to right through the end as Rihanna explains a number of different tips that could pertain to you or your loved one. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Rihanna in the introduction. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Rihanna.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for having me. Hello, everyone.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're talking about relationships in a number of different ways. I'm super excited to get into this with you, Rihanna. Tell us about your background and how you got into what you're doing now.
Sure. Well, I've been a couple singles and family therapist for over 18 years in a private practice in Atlantic City, New Jersey area and in Delray Beach, Florida. And in 2009 and 10, I became certified and licensed at RCI, Relationship Coaching Institute, to help both singles and couples have better quality, emotionally healthy relationships. And then as I was doing the psychotherapy, I noticed, you know, a lot of people were coming in with a lot of past traumatic events. And then through my own relationship situation, I decided to do further research and discovered the impact of childhood, early dating and relationship trauma, and then how it plays out in an adult's life and love situation. And it's fascinating.
Wow. Well, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So I went on and I became a certified clinical trauma professional. And primarily, I only do coaching now, and I do that globally with both singles and couples. And then I have an online academy, the Life and Love Training Academy, as well as work with people one-on-one.
What is the biggest traumatic experience? I know there's probably many for each individual, but is there something in general that you see often?
Well, there's 10 childhood traumas that I would be glad to go into if you'd like me to, because the listeners, if they hear them, they're going to say, oh my gosh, I didn't think I had trauma, but now that I've heard them, yes, I have a few. So the Kaiser Permanente group showed close to 90% of people have at least one ACE, they call it, which is adverse childhood events. And again, most people think, well, that was just normal growing up, but unconsciously, they really do play havoc and sabotage a lot of love relationships. So would you like me to go into what those 10 are?
I'd love to. I don't know if we'll get through all 10, but we could try.
I'm pretty quick.
Okay.
I'm pretty quick.
Let's do it.
Okay. So if you have pen and paper, everyone, write these down if you want to talk to me further about them. Well, the first one, first remember when you're a child, you're young and innocent, and trauma is done to you. So it's nothing to feel embarrassed about or shamed over or guilty about. When we're young, all we know is what is presented to us, and it becomes our normal, our childhood normal. So number one is if your mom or dad had any type of addiction. So we all know about drugs and alcohol, but also there's sex, porn, gambling, hoarding, spending, eating, gaming, TV watching. Those are just 10 right off the bat. And then there are other addictions, but there's some of the common ones. Second, did you watch and witness any verbal abuse, or did you receive it? And that could be anger, yelling, cursing, a verbal put down, saying you're not good enough, not getting compliments, never hearing the words, I love you. Even stonewalling, if they're mad at you, not talking to you for a couple of hours or a couple of days, to a little child, that feels excruciating. Number three is emotional abuse or neglect, feeling not safe, or they shut down affection if they were angry at you. Most of us know what emotional abuse is, but they even included in the research, like when a mom has to go off to work 9 to 5 and the child has to let themselves in at 3:30 after school, they are alone, they are afraid, and that is a form of neglect, even though we were doing what we had to do to support our families. Number four is sexual abuse, rape, or a molestation that could have occurred either inside or outside of the home. That is always level 10 trauma. And when I talk with people with trauma, I do assess, you know, was it a little bit like a level 1, but something like this is always level 10. Next one is adoption, foster care, or choosing to live at another relative or friend's house. I have a client that says, yeah, I chose not to go home after school. I went home to my friend's house and stayed there till I had to go home, go to sleep, and repeated the next day just because the feeling at home was so toxic. Next one is a very popular one. It's number 7, which is feeling not important or being bullied. It's called personal trauma. That also could have been a medical condition when you were young, just feeling different. Overweight children go through this. Even skinny, gawky children go through this. Not the popular crowd. Just remembering feeling different and being picked on or bullied. Next one is sibling trauma. And the sibling could have picked on you. They could have had their own medical issues. Or most commonly, they were perceived as the golden child. So for some reason, your parents perceived them to be more attractive, more athletic, more intelligent, and they got more mom's and dad's attention. The next one is very common and becoming more common, and that is family trauma. And I have added from the other list, there are actually more than 10, but I only talk about 10 on podcasts, community trauma. So look at all the community trauma, Drew, that we have endured in the past year between floods and fires and hurricanes and storms. I mean, the whole island of Puerto Rico wiped out. Florida, you know, incurred a very bad hurricane last year. So, of course, this is traumatic on the parents. But can you imagine the little children trying to cope with lost home, lost pets, you know, friends dying and that type of thing? And then family trauma could be growing up in poverty, or remember always struggling around money, a lot of moves where you have to go to new schools as children. Our military service people have to move every 4 years. That's very hard on the children. A parent being incarcerated. And there's many other family traumas, but those are just a couple examples. And then number 10, if your parent might have had a mental health issue. Now, in my generation, they were not diagnosed. Nobody wanted to go to a counselor. And the most common that are the most difficult to deal with is bipolar, which is manic and depressive, or borderline personality, which I describe as fast trigger anger, very moody. When they're great, they're great. When they're bad, they're horrid. Also defined as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde personality type. So these are 10 of about 18 traumas. And again, the research shows everyone has at least one. Now, Drew, was there anything that you picked out that you might have gone through as a child?
Well, I feel like I shouldn't answer this in case a family member is listening.
Yeah, right? Okay, just checking.
Well, I mean, there's no major ones. I wouldn't say, like, personally, I don't feel like I want to hide anything from my listeners that I feel like I have a personal connection with. I don't know. I think that I'm sure if I were to look at this and dig deep, that I'm sure I'd be on here somewhere. But I've grew up in a very loving, and I suppose that's not to say that even if you grew up in a loving environment and atmosphere, that some of these wouldn't pertain to you. But I think it's worth mentioning, and certainly worth digging deep and finding areas where you may need to improve on or address. And that's my next question to you, Rihanna. I'm interested to know, if you do find yourself on this list, how does that affect a relationship moving forward as into your adulthood?
Okay, well, it could come out in several different ways. And actually, I did forget one, which is an important one. It's abandonment, no fault and no fault. And a no fault abandonment is common. Like, my father traveled a lot for his work, and we didn't know it at the time, but he was FBI and CIA. So my dad was like James Bond. But as a little kid, I mean, we were very close, but I always remember asking, when's daddy coming home? So something as mild as that is a form of abandonment. And then there's the fault abandonment, as if, you know, your parents divorced and one of the parents left the home and promised to see you and they just, you know, didn't come around. So that was the other one that I forgot. And a lot of people have things around that. But there is, okay, so when you're dating, what happens is those that have had childhood traumas, it comes out in different ways. So, like, overworking, overeating, overspending, controlling your partner, using humor or sarcasm to charm and manipulate, abusing drugs, alcohol, or sex to soothe any anxiety. Most people of childhood trauma have ongoing anxiety, trouble communicating your fears, angers, or needs. Sometimes they end up passive aggressive because they were never modeled how to handle anger and needs. Some have a secret life where the power of control is in the secret. There's a dark side. That's the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, where Dr. Jekyll was very popular and loved in the community, a great person. And this was like the husband I had there. I had to annul the marriage. And Mr. Hyde is a hidden personality type that is not known until it becomes, you know, exposed is the best word, and then leaving a lot of damage in the path. Another person could show that they can't apologize. They have no remorse for their wrongdoings. They blame everybody else when they're upset. And people that have this to a higher degree is called a sociopath. They have no empathy for somebody else's pain, and they cause a lot of damage, and they're still turning around and blaming that person instead of taking ownership that they did something wrong. They're very slow or never apologize. So you don't wait for an apology from a sociopath. And a book by Martha Stout, part of my research of The Sociopath Next Door, 1 in 25 people are sociopaths. So it's a lot. How do you tell? There is a whole list, the sociopathic checklist that I review with my clients to see if they're partners.
If you go through a checklist and you read it off and you say, does this pertain to you? And they say, yes, oh my gosh, I'm a sociopath.
Actually, yes. I've had a man that came to me for coaching, and he realized he was really hurting his relationships. And I read it to him. He goes, yep, Rihanna, I'm about 9 out of 10 of those.
Wow.
So when I work with people, they're ready to get help. They either know they are suffering with some things. And again, it's a suffering because of what they went through as children. So we're not looking to blame or punish anybody. We're looking to fix the issues and make the unconscious conscious so that you can clearly fix them, be aware of them, and then move on clear from them. And this guy did amazing transformation and healing and was able to talk about his feelings, where before he was an alcohol and cocaine addict. I am a drug and alcohol addictions counselor too, so that helps. So he really, really cleaned up his act, and it's beautiful to see the transformation in people when they really get what is going on and why these things are coming out.
Sometimes a show once a week or even twice a week just isn't enough. So if you want more content, if you want to know more about what we're doing at True Form Life, you can find us on Facebook. We're on there posting at least twice a day, in the morning and the evening. That's at facebook.com/trueformlife. We're on Instagram. That's kind of my favorite platform. I like to post my food pictures and some of the activities that I do, maybe hiking or whatever that may be. And that's just at Drew Taddea on Instagram, and then Twitter as well. That's at True Form Life. So we're highly active. We'd love to connect with you. So find us on your social media platform and let us know how you're enjoying our show.
So is there anything in particular, like from your original list that you listed, if sexual abuse, for example, is there a clear correlation to how someone wrote, how someone reacts in a relationship?
Yeah, it's one or two ways. Either they can be very sexually promiscuous and want and desire sex all the time because sex equals love. If it were a parent, and this is unconscious, okay, a parent, somebody they know, it was tied to love. So they seek a lot of sexual attention, or just the opposite. They may not desire sexual touch and may tend to overeat and hide, be more a loner and hide from society and choose work that doesn't involve a lot of people, because they don't want to. They have very low trust. That kind of childhood trauma, we have to really rebuild trust to get them back out there and dating and let them know not everyone is like this. Again, this is unconscious childhood thoughts. Consciously, they would say, sure, I'm aware of that. But unconsciously, there's still wounds that we have to work with, if that makes sense.
And how about emotional abuse?
Okay. Well, let's say emotional abuse with jealousy. Let's talk about one of the most popular ones, being bullied or teased. Well, that makes you feel not good enough, not popular. So you have a lack of self-confidence, lack of trust in your partner because, you know, let's say you're out together and you see your partner looking around and if it's a female and she sees her guy looking somebody up and down, and they feel not good enough. So they get angry at their partners. Like, do you have to do that in front of me? Do you have to be so obvious? And there is a level of respect. But when I work with my couples and we know that somebody was very teased and bullied as a child, their partner can then understand why there's a sensitivity and jealousy. So I have to work with the woman in this situation to raise her self-esteem and level of confidence, and with the gentleman to understand, okay, yes, looking is natural and normal, but don't be blatant and obnoxious about it, you know? So there's movement on both parts when we're working with a couple that come to me with their issues.
And how do you increase the confidence in that situation?
It really depends on what's going on. I mean, in my programs, I have a 200-page workbook and two books that they read. It's a real program, and it's either 3 or 6 months, and they do one-on-one, or there is a group program online for singles. The couples just only have the option of one-on-one with me because their issues are too sensitive. So I really dig deep into each person's history, childhood history. That's a psychotherapist hat. And then the trauma part, I'm always watching and monitoring to make sure they're not coming from an emotional wound. And we change the mindset and they slow everything down. There's meditation. And I love that you're holistic, Drew, mind, body, spirit, because, you know, for the anxiety, depression, there's vitamin therapy. None of my people are on psychotropic drugs. I use meditation to calm the anxiety and the neurotransmitters in the brain. Bibliotherapy means learning from books. My worksheets are all based on the research I've done in both my trauma program and my coaching program. So it's 50% life and then 50% love. So we have to make, if it's a couple, each person feel amazing about themselves, raising their self-esteem, looking at what's standing in their way. And for singles, we have to make them feel amazing about themselves, like they are the whole package before they start dating.
So because do you ever run into couples that are like toxic to one another? Like maybe they come.
Those are my couples.
Those are all your couples. That's your clientele.
Exactly. It is. I take them from toxic to terrific, which is my byline, because their patterns are so ingrained and they can't seem to get beyond them and they can't figure out why. We call it the toxic cycle of violence, or, you know, and it could be verbal, emotional, physical abuse, any or all of them. They're all damaging and they all come from childhood wounds. Let's say, you know, the gentleman is difficult and the woman's a people pleaser. Well, where did she say yes, 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 just to keep the peace? Well, this woman might have grown up with a mom who was an alcoholic. And if she spoke against her, she would be severely punished. So she learned to people please by cleaning the house, taking care of the siblings, making sure mom wasn't upset. And then people pleasing became part of her nature. But she's angry, so she may act out passive aggressively towards her husband when he's ordering her around. That was her normal, quote unquote. She's used to someone ordering her around, but deep down she doesn't like it, but she doesn't know how to change it. And so these are the deep psychological things that I work with.
So do you run into clients that are like, when I said toxic, I suppose I meant maybe it's not working out, or is there always a way to heal a relationship?
It takes two people. Very often with a couple, I have one person that says, you know, he or she refuses to come. And I said, well, let's get you started. And they change so much that one of two things happen. The partner sees that they're changing. They're like, oh my gosh. Like, and then they see the material sitting around at home, and they always tend to open them up and look through them. And when they read, I mean, my book, Love Beyond Your Dreams, the number one bestseller, Break Free of Toxic Relationships to Have the Love You Deserve, that went to number one on Amazon. They're both the books, Live and Love, are sold in Barnes and Noble stores. But they tend to look through the books and they see the 19 personality types that can break your heart. And they see themselves described there. So they, and it's written in very English, easy to understand English. And they call me and they, this is a situation, you know, the wife started, she wanted to divorce at 73 years old because her husband was a chronic cheater. And he used sex to make him feel more handsome, and he didn't like aging, and he was afraid he was going to quote unquote lose his sexuality, so he just kept cheating time and time again.
And he was the same age?
He was a little older.
He was older.
He was 75.
Wow.
And he refused to come in, saying it's all her problem, which is typical. There's a blamer. And he picked up the love book, read through it, and he calls me. He goes, hi, I'm Marie's husband. I said, how are you? He goes, I'd like to come in. I said, great, Ken, you're always welcome. And I said, what made you come in? He goes, well, I started reading your book, and I'm five of those things that you describe, if not more. I said, not a problem. Let's go deep into what that is, and let's start fixing this stuff. So, I mean, now they're together. They're happy. They bought a new home because in the family home, he brought women back there. He was very toxic, and there was no, you know, of course there's a reason she wants to divorce and leave this, but she was 73 years old. So, you know, once they understood what was going on and why, they're able to change it. And my common quote is, you can't change what you don't understand.
Rihanna, if there's one thing, I know everyone's different and it's probably challenging to say generalized, but if there's one thing that could change our listeners' lives right now in a relationship, is there something that you could recommend?
Well, I do want to say, you know, time is short for all of us, you know, and it's really time to have the life you desire and the love you deserve. And the sooner you take care of it and learn these skills, the beautiful thing is these skills stay with you forever. So, yes, there's an investment of time and money to get these things corrected. If you're single and afraid of dating or not succeeding in dating or have cycles of toxic relationships, there's a reason why. You know, there are emotionally healthy people out there. You have to know what to do. We were never taught this, Drew, in school. Not even in my triple master's in psychology. I never learned, you know, how to have that emotionally healthy relationship until I did the research on what does that look like. So, you know, it's time to, you know, put yourself first. It's time to have the love you deserve. And if you're a couple, you know, just trying harder. You know, many people have gone through therapy and quote, it doesn't work. It's because the model is broken. It's old. Yes, it does not work. I really, truly believe in coaching. And we have to get very deep into the childhood trauma wounds and learn a new and different way to communicate around respect, love, and safety. So number one thing is don't wait. Time is short.
Take action.
Yes, absolutely.
Rihanna, could you tell us more details about your book, your website, or maybe other details
sure.
for our listeners?
Yes. If this information resonates with your listeners, I would like to offer them, just mention your podcast, and I offer a free Life and Love Transformation Discovery Session. You just sign up on the pop-up form. It comes up on my website, RihannaMilne.com, and I will, you know, dedicate time to meet with you by Skype. If you're a couple, we meet by Zoom, and let's get these things worked out for you. My books are Love Beyond Your Dreams and Live Beyond Your Dreams. That's Live is all about the powerful mindset for success in life. And they are sister books. They're meant to go together. They're sold in Barnes and Noble stores and rated 5 stars on Amazon and other online platforms. You can find them, but they are part of this program. But then it begins with understanding what's going on and why. So that's why I offer that strategy session. And also, to read a little bit more about this, there's a free ebook I'd like you all to have. Just go to havetheloveyoudeserve.com. And that's a free ebook. It's about 12 pages, but it'll go very much deeper into this issue so you understand it all the more.
Fantastic, Rihanna. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Thank you for sharing your expertise and clearing up some of these
ideas, or I'd say issues, on how to learn how to be more together in a relationship.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate you having the platform and helping me get this message out, because you're holistic, all about healing. Let's do it naturally. Let's figure out what's going on. The drugs, the pill doesn't work. It's understanding what happened and fixing them. And the best news is there is a solution to these issues.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and sticking around till the end. I hope you got something out of that show. I know sometimes it seems like the initial topic may not be beneficial, but I feel like we can all improve our relationships on some level. That's why I asked Brianna to come on and share her expertise and insights with us, because, I mean, when she talks about tracking back or looking back to your childhood and the things that have happened in our lives, I feel like we carry those things on forever. I mean, if we think about the grudge that we hold, and this happens in families and relationships all the time, and it even could be a grudge that you're hanging on right now to your spouse that you don't even know. So there could be animosity, there could be some internal anger, and that's preventing your relationship from improving, maybe from moving to the next level, or maybe from being closer to one another. So I think it means a lot to look back at your past. And I'm not one of those people that want to blame everything on parents, or I'm not one of those people that think that it's always our parents' fault or someone else's fault. I think we need to take responsibility for ourselves. And when we look at where we are in our lives today, many of that is because of the choices that we make. And when I say choices that we make, I mean that sometimes we're not in control of everything that happens in our lives, but we can control how we see those things and how we react to them. So I hope that helps. I hope my perspective there at the end helps a bit. And I hope that you got something out of this show again, because there's so much appreciate the guests and experts that we come on to share with you and our audience. I feel so grateful that I have the opportunity to share that with others as well. We actually just did a presentation, a live in-person workshop, much different than this show, but I get a chance to relay what I learned on this show to others, and I feel so grateful for that opportunity and let other people know. Like, many times I get to talk to an expert that spent their entire life focusing on one subject. So I mean, thinking about the benefits for me personally that I have and that you get to have as well, because you get to listen to these experts as well. And for me, I get to relay what I learned from these experts to other people in other areas through workshops or videos or other areas as well. So we are putting up videos on a regular basis on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/trueformlife. And we're also growing our YouTube channel as well. So if you get a chance, subscribe to our True Form Life channel, where we have tons of videos. Many times if you look at Instagram or Facebook, the videos kind of disappear. But I like YouTube because they stay there and you can flip through and watch the ones you actually want to watch. So you can find us on those different platforms. More details are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. If you ever miss a show, you can always go back and listen to past shows there. And then we also have a free app that you can download on any Apple device. So head over to the Apple Store and look for Exploring Mind and Body. You can download the show and take it with you wherever you go. And lastly, our main website is trueformlife.com. If you get a chance, we have a free 10-day fitness challenge. So all you have to do is enter in your email address. Got a little excited there. And we'll send you a brand new workout to your inbox every day for 10 days. No equipment required. Get your workouts in and done in 20 minutes or less, and you get on with your day. We'll certainly help you get going in the right direction. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091. Sitting, waiting for you.
but you never came home. Fall asleep on my own, I'm all emotional. Cause you said you wouldn't be long. I've been calling, calling, but you never answer the phone. Leave a message at the tone, I'm all emotional. Leaving you another missed call. All day, all night, sitting by the phone. You know I don't wanna be alone. All day, all night, waiting on your call. Where'd you go, you didn't come home. I'm all emotional. I did.